Just one halakha and the laws of Borer. The case that we discussed today, halakha lemaaseh, yitush shenapal lekosh yesh bo mashke, a fly that falls into the cup of liquid, flies in the soup, the classic case, or the fly is in the wine. So here we come into a tremendous mahloket. What are we supposed to do in order to allow ourselves to drink the liquid? As we explained, there is an opinion of Rabbi Yom Tov Sahadon, that's called the Maritatz, that he held unequivocally in Berera Belah, that the laws of Borer do not apply to a solid that is floating on a lah, like in this case over here. He says it's not the derech to be borer in lah. When it comes to liquidy items, usually you use a sieve or a filter. You don't borer with your hands. His language is just like you don't use a meshamer, a filter, when it comes to ochlim. Kemo she'en meshamer be'ochlim, kach en borer be'lah. It's not the derech to be borer. You use a different type of mechanism. Therefore, yell, it's not a problem to take the fly out, because it's not borer. And therefore, you can drink the wine. And his language was, as brought in the Ba'eretev in Shin Yutet, Seif Katan Bet, en berera be'lah, ve'gam et atzera yishalah. There's no borer belah, and therefore you can send out the bug. However, it's not so simple that we take this opinion of the Maharit Sahadon, even though it was also the opinion of the Mahari Abul Afya as well, en berera belah. And even though Rav Hida in Shiurei Beracha writes that the Sevara is a good Sevara of these rabbis, but still, there are other poskim, as the Biur Halakha brought down, that do not agree to this. In his opinion, the Taz, for example, says, yesh berera belah. We don't want to get into a debacle when it's easy to get out of it. And therefore, the poskim say, in the case we have a fly in the liquid, instead of just taking out the fly alone and relying on Maritats and those rabbis, if you can do it in a good way, what do you have to put yourself in a debacle? So take out, even with a spoon, take out the fly with a little liquid in the spoon. So now at least you're not taking out total psolet, you're taking out ochel as well. And the Mishnah Berurah holds that when you take out ochel with the psolet, so that's not separating psolet from ochel. Not taking ochel from ochel, because there's ochel in the spoon as well. It's easy. And that's what Rabbi Moshe Levi comes out in his Menuchat Ahava in Perek Zayin. Although he writes, Va'ikar keda'a rishona, that says mutar. Bekol makom nakon la'amir im efshar, la'asir bekap pelitzon me'at mehem mashkim imo. Often zeh, now if you do it that way, that's not borer at all. Because you're taking already good from good, and therefore technically you'd be allowed to do that even for later. The only time we have the rules of immediacy is when it's borer. Then you need ochel mitoch psolet, biyad, miyad. But over here, since I'm taking some good with it, it's not borer. And therefore, you'd be allowed to even do it in the morning in order to drink the wine in Seudat Shlishit. Because I'm not being borer anymore. Now I'm taking good from good. And therefore, the ma'aseh, one should be ma'amir in such a case. However, we did see in the Teshuvot of Rabbi Moshe Levi that he said sometimes you have, for example, on the milk, you have a thin layer of curd that grows on the milk, or a more common case, let's say by us, would be on the soup. Sometimes on the soup or on the soup, let's say, because we're talking in liquids, there grows like a shuman, like a fat on top of the soup over there that covers it. So Rabbi Moshe Levi held in this case over here, and it's teshuvot the tefillah of Moshe, that it'd be permissible to remove the fat from that's floating on top of the soup. Over here, he didn't demand to take a little of the soup with it. Number one, he's relying on maritats, that there's no borer bilah, and the synthesis is floating on a lah, but it's better than the bug case. Because the bug case, the bug is not edible at all. This fat over here, some people eat it, and some people care for it. So you cannot call it a total solid, and therefore he writes, V'chen adin l'shikvat shuman sh'al p'nei marak, שמותר להסירה מהמרק כדי לאכול המרק מיד. So he says, even though we said in the above halakha with the yitush that you have to take out a little water over there, so he writes that over here, כיוון שהרבה פעמים הכרוב והשומן אינם ראויים לאכילה, that's something else. That he holds over here that when you take it off, it has to be done for immediate use, because over here, since the inyan over here is, could be you're running into a problem of borer, because some people don't eat this krum, so therefore you could call this a psolet. So therefore, he is hedging to say that although it'll allow you to skim it off, he doesn't mandate that you skim it off with a little of the soup. Because bottom line, like he wrote in the Teshuvah, that this case over here is really ochel and ochel. It's an ochel. It's not an intrinsic psolet, and therefore it's a little better than the case of the bug. But the maaseh, one should be careful only to do it right before the seudah. So basically, we have two scenarios. Case number one is the bug in the wine. From the law, one could take out the bug. From the law, if somebody did that, you cannot call him a mechalel Shabbat. He says, have the Mari Tats, have the Mari Abul Afya. You can't put him in Hirim if he does such a thing. He has the poskim that say, Embirila Bilah, Afhida. However, we tell him, don't be so confident in yourself. Take it out with a little water, or a little juice, or a little wine, in order to keep yourself safe. To the other side, if you have a little fat that's on top of the soup, using the maritats and other snifim, one would be allowed to skim off the top either of the soup or of the milk, which would be the same thing. However, one should be careful only to do that in a miyad, in an immediate situation.